Welcome back to A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction. My name's Adam. I play Eugene on the program.
I'm Todd. I play Dave.
Good. It's going smooth.
Yeah, keep it rolling, guys. Keep it rolling.
I'm William. I voice Jason and Ted.
And others.
And others, yes.
And I'm Daniel, and I voice mostly Will.
So this is slightly new, actually. We're gonna be doing this now at the beginning of every episode going forward, having a little conversation to pique everyone's interest. So we would like some feedback if that's possible. If everyone likes it or not, if we should keep doing it.
I'd like to vote now.
No,
yeah. If that's an option. Yeah,
I already don't like it.
I vote maybe. That's my vote. I don't know.
So yeah, we're back after a month-long break, so Dan could get his shit together and make sure all the episodes.
Like, I was falling behind.
Yeah. Well, Slacker. It's less stressful for you now that you have a few.
Yes.
And so we're coming back on with episode 7, known as Loose Booty. That's the name of the episode.
You're welcome, everyone.
You're welcome, Mom and Dad. All of us put in to write this one, so all of us, including Ian, who is a weak dick and is not here today.
He's a weak-ass dick.
He's traveling. It took us way too long to write this episode. I think it was two months. It was, you know, getting together on Sunday afternoons and just usually sitting around for a half hour and trying to figure out what we wanted to do.
Just staring at a computer screen.
Yeah. Playing lots of grab ass.
Yeah.
But we were happy with it when everything came together.
It's a little longer. Yeah, it's a little longer, but it doesn't feel that bad. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's not too long. It feels the right length, if a little girthy.
But I mean, not only do we have a change of format at the beginning of the program, the show, character dynamics are going to change as well. Got some new characters.
A little bit, yeah. Everyone's been hearing him, I think, in almost episode, but our new main cast member, Zach, is voicing John / Waka John from episode 6, who is also known as the Watcher in our scripts, although I don't think we actually call him that.
Then he's even got his own kind of theme music.
Yeah, everyone, I'm sure, heard his own theme song, which sadly is no longer, because
he's not hiding anymore.
He's
out of the shadows.
If they heard... They heard it if they were listening with headphones. You guys better be listening with headphones.
Yeah, it's very important, apparently.
There's so much layered, like the sound design is so incredible that, it's just best to listen to it with headphones.
So incredible.
Easter eggs, too. I mean, we've got some Easter eggs that are hidden in a couple of episodes. Well, not really Easter eggs, but that if you wouldn't really hear them.
Hanukkah candles, we've hidden those as well.
Well, there's also, for film buffs, there's a little film buff thing in there as well.
Film buffling,
yeah.
Oh.
It's good. I like it.
Yeah, well, we also wanted to use this as an opportunity to extend gratitude to, other folks that are kind of helping us share our program with other people, particularly Ian, who voices Dylan, was recently on a podcast called Comedy Versus Everything, and they were nice enough to have him on and talk to him about his music and give our program a little shout out. So we'd kind of like to return the favor. Be sure to check out Comedy Versus Everything. Their website is comedyversuseverything.libsyn.com. You can find them on Facebook at / Comedy Versus Everything. That's VS Everything. So check them out.
Awesome.
Indeed.
What's next?
While you're online, which you are right now, why don't you check us out on Facebook? You could do that at Facebook. / Interplanetary Destruction, or on Twitter, the hashtag, I don't know if it's called a hashtag.
It's not.
I'm not aware.
You are awkward.
What Twitter is.
Say it more sultry.
Your Twitter. Okay.
It's at CalamityCast. Is that what it is? Is it twitting?
That's our handle.
Do you twit? I don't know what's going on.
Our twit handle.
Yeah, I've never seen a computer.
You're being a twat.
Our twat handle.
We're also on Grooveshark.
Grooveshark, and of course, find us on iTunes and review us and give us. I think there's a star rating. Rate us on iTunes. That's something that we don't ask for.
And feedback. Review us on iTunes if you want to leave. We're on YouTube as well.
We are on YouTube.
If you want to leave some comments and
if you're a 12-year-old prepubescent boy and want to leave racial slurs on YouTube,
we look forward to your insights.
I think that's it.
If the Rush Limbaugh show line is busy, feel free to drop us a couple of notes.
Awesome.
All right, yeah, episode 7, Loose Booty.
Enjoy.
Back.
Yar.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
It's good.
Since the dawn of time, there have been stories of great heroes and their victories. This is no such story.
A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction, Episode 7, Loose Booty. The main cast of Dave, Eugene, Joan, John, and Will was brought to you in part by Todd Roth, Adam Bauer, Laura Turner, main cast newcomer Zach Minnett, and Daniel Williams. Hans McChowan accepted a hefty bribe and therefore remains our narrator. Additional voicing was provided by Adam Bauer, the sultry Becky Coleman, the creepy Dave Goddard, the respectable William Mead, and the bland Zach Minnett. The main theme was performed by the Interplanetary Destruction Players. Visit harbingersofcalamity.bandcamp.com to download original music written and recorded by Daniel Williams and Ian McGowan. The songs Gypsy Shoegazer and Mira's Magic Dance appear courtesy of Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Poker Stomp comes from the Rats and People Motion Picture Orchestra at theratsandpeople.com. So What's the Use was performed by Billy Murray and comes from freemusicarchive.org. Finally, the songs The Drunken Billy Goat, Tripping Up the Stairs, and Cull Rain were performed by Nicole Kovaluk.
Having narrowly escaped death at the bureaucratic hands of the vicious Senator Vorek, the Harbingers of Calamity find themselves on a barren wasteland outside of the skeleton of a once great city. While John suspiciously tinkers with some kind of something, the group mourns the loss of yet more members.
Okay, the window is closed. We should be safe now.
What do you mean safe? That's three of us dead.
And I hold you responsible.
Uh-huh.
Open your sparkle door, little man. I must see to my friends.
Yeah?
Don't ignore my rage.
Well, safe is a relative term. Look, I've got to do a thing over there, so keep an eye out for sandworms, electrical storms, death wasps, you know, the usual post-apocalyptic wasteland fare. Back in a minute.
I don't like the energy of this world, David. I can feel the land weeping. We need to leave this place as soon as possible.
With this guy? Dudes, think about it. He can take us home, but not yet. Even I'm not as shady as this asshole. He just got Dylan and Melissa killed.
I refuse to leave our friends unavenged. We must force him to return to the spaceport.
Eugene, even if we beat John into submission, made our way back to Nexus Prime, we'd still be facing a multicultural space war unarmed. We're at John's mercy until he sees fit to send us home.
Man, I don't even know if I want to go home. All I have is a shitty apartment, a malnourished cat, and three unfinished novels.
Well, I'm sorry to say your cat is most certainly dead.
And Dave, what the fuck do you have to look forward to? An underground shithole and a crate of bootleg DVDs? The only people that had lives worth living are dead.
Will, you wound me. My store is doing rather-
Joan, you're a glorified pot dealer!
In the distance, John fires a flare into the lifeless gray sky. The group would have heard it, but for the deafening sound of their own character development. Now, back to the character development.
Whatever this is, these adventures have given me more purpose than I felt in my entire life.
I feel like you're misrepresenting your part in our adventures.
Yeah, whatever! My point is, we could be part of something epic in scope, and I'm not ready to call it quits.
While I can appreciate your newfound purpose in life, we've been traveling for an unknown amount of time, and I'm fairly certain my herb garden is as dead as your cat.
Ha ha ha! Totes called it.
Shh! Here comes John.
Don't worry, my sweet honeypot. Different dimensions have different time flows. Once I'm finally able to return you home, it will seem as if only minutes have passed. You know, he should be here any moment now.
Who should be here? Why can't you just send us home? What more do you need from us? We've already lost three friends. John, we're obviously not very good at this.
Look, I am sorry about your friends, truly. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do now.
Well, what is our next step? How can we get ourselves home?
I need your help first.
Still?
Well, you were supposed to have gathered a series of items. The slaughter tusk, the amulet...
Again, not very good at this.
And the metal sample from that meteorite. These items are pieces of a device that, once assembled, can be used to alter the timeline.
So, you could bring our friends back?
Yes.
Yeah, fine. Assuming this all goes well, we still have no weapons. I don't even have my lute to play wistful tunes on!
We will soon. It seems the Baron has seen my flare.
Excellent! There's a sandworm out there that gave me the stink eye.
In the distance, a traveling grotesquerie approaches, a seemingly never-ending motorcade of broken and busted wagons, buses, and alien train cars is being pulled by a sandworm with a stinky eye. Atop the worm rides a short, round man, Rubenesque one might say, with a strong, snidely whiplash mustache. It's a thing, look it up, kids. He wears ill-fitting French naval garb, and his sand-speckled face is split by a filthy, gap-toothed grin. His name is...
Baron Von Wasteland, you old butte pirate.
Wakajan, you sliming double-cross slime. You got many guts coming here after Stunpole at Nexus Prime. Come here, old rabble-rouser. Now we hug. No, but serious, your mom have many smuggling routes blockaded. Much planets burn in search for you. Even bounty on your head. But enough of that. What you need? I have cell phone call to pass. Tell young you make investment rich in futures!
Sorry, Baron. We don't have time for that.
Time. It's good joke.
That's a great joke of laughing hilarity. Who the fuck is this guy?
Well, he's Baron Von Wasteland.
And his traveling menagerie à trois.
Baron, we need weapons and gear. I'm calling in that favor you owe me.
Da. I remember. I check their car, find everything you need. Back in Jiffy.
Hey, Baron! What's this orangey-reddish stuff? Is this spice?
Da, it's melange. Strong stuff. I give you good price, too. Okie dokie. Here's everything. We have big hammer.
Mine! Oh, come here, George O'Keefe. How I've missed you so.
Did you just name your hammer after a feminist painter?
Space whip, staff, laser bow, couple of laser guns go pew pew, and a bag of sandwiches. You all look hungry, especially fatty. I heard tummy grumbling from over there.
Hey! Yeah, I could eat.
Baron, I'm a healer. Do you have anything I can use?
Ah, of course. Here, take this med kit. Has med gel, med band-aids, plenty of med stuff. All good things. John, here's your custom-made ward.
Right, I think that's everything. Baron, always a pleasure.
Da, take careful. The scum of the universe looking for you. Come, Atreides! Away!
Okay, let me sink the ward to the Statham, and we can make the journey back to Yodel Slaughter Bertelheim to retrieve the slaughter tusk.
So, what is a warg?
The World Almanac Reference Guide.
You mean like the Hitchhiker's Guide?
Is everything a goddamn pop culture reference with this guy?
Sure, Dave, if that helps. It's a wrist-worn computer device that helps guide the jumps, gives us basic information and history about the worlds we're on. It's got a sweet scientific calculator, a translator, and lets me control the microchips we implanted in your brain.
Wait, what?
Cool.
Guys, you didn't think you just had powers, right? Hotwiring a car, raising the dead, masterful loot playing, whatever it was Dave did?
Well, I mean, kinda, yeah?
No. Through the implants, I can give you skills and knowledge relevant to the worlds you're on.
You mean like the Matrix?
Jesus H. Tap dancing Christ.
Dave, your references are tiresome. I know you all have more questions, but we need to get moving before the super mutants turn our teeth into handcrafted jewelry.
With the warg and the Statham synchronized, John is able to pinpoint the location of the slaughter tusk. Encased in glass, it now resides in a museum of history in the capital city of Yodel Slaughter Bertelheim.
And if you follow me this way, you'll see a most valued piece, the legendary slaughter tusk. According to lore, it's what Myra the Savior used to open a portal to this world, thus ensuring the survival of our species. Now, we'll head.
Wait, is this the same place? Where are all the monks? I thought these lizard beasts were savages.
Wow, Dave. That's racist.
According to the warg, it's been, a million years since we were last here. Wow, neat.
Oh, that's nice. They outgrew their violent infancy and became this wonderful, peaceful society. How well do they coexist with the monks from the Temple of Dying Light?
It says here, they killed every last one of them and laid eggs in their corpses.
Oh.
Okay, guys, let's grab this thing.
Ah!
And move on to the next artifact.
No, John, I've got this. I screwed it up the first time. Here's my chance to shine. Okay, Dave, smash the glass, grab the tusk, be the hero. I did it! Ha! Who's useless now?
Yeah, good job, buddy. Way to run 20 feet without tripping.
Okay, let's get out of here. The guards are on their way.
Wait, we don't get to kill anyone.
Get through the window.
Aww.
Thank you.
As the rest of the group stands guard, Eugene retrieves the amulet by unconventional means.
Jesus, should we go in and see if she's okay? It shouldn't sound like that.
David, what we're listening to is entirely natural. It's a beautiful expression of life and love. When Geraldo and I were lovers, my bedroom became quite the animalistic pleasure den.
Sweet Jesus, you promised never to bring up Geraldo again.
Oh, that's right.
So, John, if this amulet was so important, why didn't you just make it part of the mission?
Well, all the time I'd monitored your gaming habits, you'd never left a dungeon unlooted. I didn't think I had to convince a bunch of nerds to go on a fetch quest for a mysterious trinket.
Huh. Fair enough.
What the? Hey, y'all. When did y'all get back into town?
Hey, buddy.
Who's your, funny-looking friend? Wait, why are y'all in my house?
Sheriff... Why don't you have a seat? So, sometimes a thing is not exactly the thing that it looks like it is.
Huh?
Excelsior!
And sometimes it's worse.
She didn't even have it.
What in the Sam hell?
Hello, Sheriff.
Oh, here it is on the mantle.
I saw it on the way in.
John, I think we should leave.
Yes, it seems we've overstayed our welcome. Especially Eugene.
The last stop on this cumbersome trip through past failures brings our group back to the small town still under attack by self-replicating cybernetic organisms.
Almost got it!
We are many princes in
time. Got it!
Success! Well done, Rauda.
Dylan, everyone in!
Through the smoke and destruction, the troop sees a familiar graveyard. Eager to avoid confrontation, they take cover behind a burnt-out shell of a donut shop.
Holy shit, it's us! It looks like we haven't run the doctor over yet. We can still get the sample!
Hey! Doctor!
What? Who's there?
We need to get that... sample. That was even worse the second time.
Ugh, pathetic. Great job, guys.
I'll retrieve the sample. Deep peace to you, of the flowing air, of the running water, of the quiet earth, of the shining stars, infinite peace. Thank you, Dr. Brundle.
Okay, everyone, through the window. Let's get somewhere safe.
Yes, finally, we're home.
The welcoming smell of burrito farts. How I've missed you.
Thank goddess, I have been worried about my herbs.
Joe, my sweet, don't open that door. Well, we are safe in the bunker. We are not on Earth.
Oh, fuck me sideways. We're still in space.
Well, how can I explain this in a way you'll understand? Imagine we're suspended in time jello. We're outside.
Outside of what?
Yes?
Can you be less specific?
We have your artifacts, and George O'Keefe is thirsty for the blood of mine enemies. What's next?
What I said was these are pieces of a device, an ancient gen device to be exact, but they are not all of the pieces. There are two remaining.
Two remaining? What the hell kind of whatever are we building?
And what will it be used for?
It'll be easier to explain once we have all of the pieces. As I said, we only need two more to complete the device. Before we journey out again, let's get you ready for the next encounter.
Hey, what are you doing?
Recalibrating.
How can I explain this to a stupid baby? I have to, I don't know, dump knowledge in your brain hole. If you're conscious while it happens, it can be very disorienting.
Next quest will begin soon.
Wait, are you gassing us again? We could have just gone to sleep!
Eh, whatever works. Ward, call Ted.
John, please tell me you found the artifacts.
Is this frequency secure?
For now. We don't have much time. Your mother's men are watching me very closely.
I've got the first three. Only two remain, but they aren't making things easy. My patience is running thin.
Well, we can't lose any more of them. You know how important this is.
Aye. The high seas await. For the multiverse.
For the multiverse. In time
wizard. All right, Carl Narx. Let's get moving. Here there be pirates. Put on this period-appropriate swashbuckling paraphernalia.
Thank you.
Greeted with the dank smell of moldy wood and sweat, what's left of the Salem Seven steps into a dimly lit room. The floor lurches beneath them.
I think I'm gonna be sick, guys.
You and me both, brother. Thankfully, I have these homemade mint and anise seed lozenges.
Well, in case you haven't noticed, we're in the underbelly of a seafaring vessel. The HMS Twaddlecocks, to be exact.
Ha!
Our next artifacts are nearby. According to the Warg, our captain is a prolific treasure hunter, so it's a good bet he'll know their location.
So why can't we just transport directly to where the artifact is?
The artifacts are two crystals so powerful that they interfere with the Warg's triangulation ability.
So why are we hiding below deck? These cowardly tactics are no way to take over a ship.
Well, I figured I'd take a more diplomatic approach first.
I agree, John. Violence isn't always the answer.
It's the answer when the question is, what gets Eugene hard?
Zing.
Zing indeed. Well, let's get to it. These crystals aren't going to find themselves.
Eugene, if things go sour with the captain, we'll need you as backup. Make yourself unseen, and I'll signal you.
Ooh, a secret attack plan?
With that, the group makes their way to the poop deck. Shut up, Will. They attempt to blend in with the crew, but fail miserably.
Come here, you dandy!
Yar! What do we have here? Stowaways? A taste of the cat for you, maybe. Take him to the captain. He'll know what to do.
Wow, that was easy.
Captain, we found these scurvy landlubbers aboard. Probably stowed away last time we made part.
That true, then? Go on, out with it.
Captain O'Doul.
10 years sober!
Wait, how'd you know my name?
Your reputation as a treasure hunter precedes you, Captain O'Doul.
10 years sober!
Hey, you think that eye patch is for real?
Well, he is a pirate, and I think it works rather well for him.
We're searching for two items of treasure and are willing to strike a deal with those who help us.
A deal, is it? I don't have a need to deal with a bunch of stowaways and greenhorns by the looks of ya. I think I'll let my first mate Barnabas here take care of ya. Put him to work or put him to death. Makes no never mind to me.
Wait!
Please!
Captain O'Doul!
10 years sober!
Well, gents, we got no quarter for ye. Hey, Mad Jack! We got a group of landlubbers the captain wants dealt with.
From across the deck comes a giant, lumbering pirate, Mad Jack Heavyhammer. Complete with horrible teeth and a necklace of human fingers, he's dragging a cannonball on a chain and has what appears to be a third leg.
I don't think that's a third leg, buddy.
Maybe now is a good time to get Eugene.
They ain't had me a good fight in a long time!
Eugene! Buddy!
Soon I'll be picking my teeth with your bones and betting your wins!
I resent that misogynistic nomenclature.
Eugene! Now!
Hey, you guys!
Get down here, tiny man!
Tiny?
Not Mad Jack.
Poor Twinkbeard. You always were Jack's favorite. That was entirely unexpected.
I've seen little giants with thumbs bigger than this sea dog. You must be the captain. Well, I've bested your champion. Now I demand to kill a whale.
Captain, storm coming in out of the northeast. Came out of nowhere.
All hands on deck and batten down the hatches. Seal her up. You landlubbers, get below deck.
Dark, ominous clouds swirl overhead as a violent storm engulfs the ship. The masts are blown away as waves crash against the hull and sweep much of the crew into the briny depths.
Hold fast, lads! This storm won't claim all of us!
The ship plunges through the massive swells as the storm rages. Some might call this a perfect storm. A gigantic wave crests before the HMS Twaddlecocks and proves too much for ship and crew alike. The boat capsizes, plunging everyone into Davy Jones's locker.
Ugh, what happened? Is everyone okay? Where's Eugene?
While you all were having a swim, I drowned a whale. Bucket list!
Oh my goddess, Eugene. Mother Gaia's creatures are to be respected, not suffocated.
Well, there's still some luck on our side. This be the island I've been looking for. Mayhaps we find me treasure yet.
So you do know where it is. Please, Captain, if my intel is correct, there will be two crystals in your booty. Keep everything else.
Well, if the legends be true, there's enough treasure for me to retire. Especially with me crew gone. Maybe I'll buy an island. Oh, and a wife. Aye, I suppose I could part with two gems. But two's all you get. No takesies, backsies.
Okay, Captain. Glad we could strike a deal. Now, where's that map?
Aye, boyo. I keep a close watch on it at all times.
What happens next is rather disturbing. Captain O'Douls, 10 years sober.
Quitter.
Right. The captain flips up his eye patch and, after digging around a bit, pulls out a slightly moist treasure map. Oh, I threw up in my mouth a little.
Haha, cool. I want one. What else can you fit in there?
Okay, that was, rather disturbing. We'll follow your lead, Captain.
Our group makes their way inland through an uneventful and surprisingly pleasant jungle. There was a lot of walking involved.
Ow!
He totally fell.
Dave tripped and fell, and everyone had a hearty laugh at his expense. Their genial stroll ends at the mouth of a cave. Here there be treasure.
All right, this is it, gents. Here there be treasure.
Hey. Y'all from around here ain't from around here.
Aye, we be from Devon. Be this the cave of the fabled treasure?
Aye, it is said cave. You'd best not be heading down that way if you want to keep your skins, though. That's the dangerous cave. Perilous danger.
Sounds splendid.
Yeah, good name. Let's leave this place forever now.
Don't be a swizzlebick, Will. We're so close.
Yeah, Will. Don't be a swizzle... what?
They say the treasure be heavily guarded by a near-invincible monster. No one that's gone inside has lived to tell the tale.
It's pitch black in here. We'll need some torches.
Aye, that you will. Here you are. But if it pleases you, I know a shortcut to the bodies of treasure. If you take me with you.
Okay. Thanks, nameless NPC.
My name's Wilson.
Yeah, I don't care.
What happened to the previous men of adventure who sought this treasure?
I couldn't tell you. All I heard were terrible screams and the grinding of stone and a haunting, unforgiving silence before the feast.
What do you mean, feast?
Here we are.
What are you talking about? There's no passage here.
Aha! But if you knock just so... See? Pretty sweet, huh? You guys like Rush? Tough crowd. Anyways, looks like I've done my part. I'll just be heading back now, if you don't mind.
Aye, I'm afraid we do mind. You'll be leading us the whole way, methinks.
Oh, well, you make a good argument, it seems. This way, then.
Wilson leads our heroes down the passage, which opens up to the treasure room itself. The room's walls are covered in ornate runes. The floor is littered with gold, trinkets, and loose booty beyond counting.
Gods be good! This is more treasure than I thought possible!
Sploosh.
Keep it in your pants.
All right. We are only here for the focusing crystals. They're about the size of a man's fist. Blue gems covered in speckles of green. I'm going to see if I can translate these runes.
Let's spread out, start looking.
Joan! Joan, empty your fanny pack!
I'm not having much luck!
Me either.
Eugene, give me a boost. I think I see something up in the wall.
Well, I'll try. You can't weigh more than a bugbear. 7 L's.
You know, if I'm translating correctly, these runes state that the crystals are the power source. Oh, no.
I think I can reach it!
No! No one touch anything!
As Dave clumsily grabs at the crystal, the walls come alive. Two rock golems emerge from the stone and advance toward the group.
Oh, you idiots! Now we're all surely dead!
The hermit Wilson bolts toward the passageway. But he doesn't make it far before he's crushed underfoot of an advancing rock monster.
Wilson! I'm sorry, Wilson!
Don't feel bad for Wilson. He was gonna eat their corpses.
Eugene, put me down!
No! We can take them! Chicken fight formation!
This isn't a pool party!
The barbarian and the round ones seem to have that creature under control! Let's take care of this beast!
Let's rock and roll, motherfucker!
Both golems proved to be a handful, even against the chicken fighting formation employed by Dave and Eugene. They narrowly dodge heavy blows while the captain, Joan, and Will surround the second golem. John unceremoniously hides in the background.
You guys are doing great. Oh, my ankle. I'm just gonna hang back here.
Will, lure your golem closer to ours. I have an idea. Gee, aim for the knees. I'll try and lasso its head and we'll pull him down like a steer.
Say it in rock puns!
We'll try and rock him like a hurricane.
Ha!
Ah! Take that!
Gene decimates the rock golem's knee as Dave lassos the second golem.
Gene, pull! Our combined weight can topple this fucker!
Ah!
That wasn't so hard. I'm glad we thought to pull them over.
We? You beetle-sucking coward!
Here, be calm. I have the crystals.
Good. Keep them in your fanny pack. That should minimize their distortion effect on the Statham.
Seriously? How?
Is it the beads?
Look, anyone else here from an intergalactic dimension-hopping spacefaring civilization? Anyone? That's how.
Blimey. What kind of wizard sorcery?
Right. Everyone through the window.
Thanks for your help.
Captain O'Douls, 10 years sober. You are a brave man. A fine man. I've cherished our time together. In a different time, we would have plundered much booty. I'll never forget you.
Eugene, you're so sentimental. Huh?
Don't force it.
Come on, David. That was solid. Rock solid.
Okay. We're leaving. Goodbye, Captain.
Wait for me!
Where will their adventures take them next? What is this device for? How will the captain escape the island? Frankly, I don't give a shit. Find out next time, I guess, on... A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction.
What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning?
Room for two in that boat.
10 years over!
Oh, fuck me sideways. We're still in space.
Totes called it.
My bedroom became quite the animalistic pleasure den.
Yeah, I don't care.
Sploosh.
Pleasure den.
Yeah.
Sploosh.
Pleasure den.
Excelsior!
Sploosh.
Yeah.
Now I demand to kill a whale.
I have to dump knowledge in your brain.
Bucket list!
Yeah.
How can I explain this to a stupid baby?
Hey!
Time Jello?
Mine!
Yeah, I can eat.
Chicken fight formation!
Ha! Who's useless now? Who's useless now?
Chicken fight formation!
Ha!
Bite me, you sheep wolf!
Is it the beads?
Wow, neat. Twaddlecocks. Wow, neat. Twaddlecocks.
Hey, you guys!
That was solid. Rock solid.